It's really amazing, I have to say. My soul. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah.
So it's on all digital platforms now.
All
it's
right.
going to be on iTunes like probably tomorrow.
Okay.
So please do yourself a good favor and yeah, go and download
visit your
it.
Your social media handles.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
You can find me Instagram at Crystal K. On Facebook, I'm just Crystal.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
Twitter.
I don't like the tweets too much, but yeah, you can find me there. I think I'm also Crystal K. You'll find me.
All right.
Yeah. So thanks everyone, and thank you guys.
Mwah!
Yeah.
It is time for sports, news, and traffic. Don't touch the dial.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines as Hawks arrest suspect for possession of elephant tusks, and the Federation of Union of South Africa says embattled Eskom should be placed under business rescue.
In your sporting headlines this hour, South Africa's named World Rugby Sevens Challenger Series host, and finally FIFA offers help to players with unpaid wages. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon, I'm Dominique Machola. The Hawks in Gauteng arrested two suspects for being in possession of the elephant tusks at Empress Palace, east of Johannesburg. The two men, aged 42 and 40, were nabbed during a joint operation by the Hawks, the Endangered Species Team, and the Ekurhuleni Metropolitan SWAT. Spokesperson for the Gauteng Hawks, Ndivuo Maluma, said they are aware of the two suspects selling the elephant tusks. And the Federation Union of South Africa says embattled power utility Eskom should be placed under business rescue. This comes after the Congress of the South African Trade Union proposed that Eskom debt be reduced by using government pension fund savings. FEDUSA Acting General Secretary Rafida Ejim says saving Eskom should not come at the expense of workers. And lastly, the commemoration of this historic day, KwaZulu-Natal, will open a Mandela multi-purpose and exhibition center at the site in Howick where Mandela was captured. This year marks the 30th anniversary of when Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was released from prison after 27 years behind bars. The KZN Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson, Senzelo Mzila, says the center will be a place for people to learn about Madiba's liberation history and values. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15 rand 3 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 42 cents, one British